dusting yesterday. So it's Chaz, what we were doing yesterday. The starting point of yesterday's analysis was to discuss the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham writes, based on the Gemara in Gittin, which we won't go through again, we said it last night, but the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Shin Mem that if a person affixes a pre-made letter onto a garment, his case is a silver letter that's being affixed onto a garment, that is kosev. It's unclear if the Magen Avraham means it's usser or chayiv midoraisa. Rav Moshe says that Magen Avraham only means midrabbanan and usser, but nonetheless, he definitely says it's subject to an issue, at least, of kosev. And the Magen Avraham proves it from the Gemara in Gittin, because the Gemara in Gittin says that it would have been a valid get shichur had that letter been affixed firmly. But since it wasn't fixed firmly, it wasn't a valid get shichur. But it's mashma that in principle, such a act of placing the letter onto the garment, assuming it is fixed firmly, is considered kosev. So based on that, the Magen Avraham says that if a person were to do that on Shabbos, it would be subject to the Isser of kosev. Again, unclear if it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan, but at the very least, it's an Isser to do so. And we pointed out that Nishmas Adam, Chai Adam, they argue in the Magen Avraham. They say it's not a good raya from the Gemara in Gittin. But Al-Kapanam, we have a machlokes, and this is the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham that's brought down. And we pointed out yesterday that the Hesber behind the Magen Avraham was given by Ravindra Nevensal, who spells out that the Magen Avraham is obviously assuming that Melechus Kosev, or the issue of Kosev on Shabbos, is not strictly a creation and a formation of letters. That's the problem. That's one possibility, but that's not what the Magen Avraham is obviously holding, because in this case, the person is not creating or forming a letter. He's simply affixing a pre-made letter onto a background. Elamai, the Magen Avraham's Chumrah is based on a new thesis of Kosev, which is that Melechus Kosev really involves the concept of filling in a background. That really, when a person writes a letter on Shabbos on a piece of paper, it's not viewed simply as the creation and the formation of a letter, but moreover, it's viewed as a filling in the background with a letter. So if you work with that definition, you're filling a background with a letter, it doesn't necessarily require a person to actually form the letter. So in this case, when a person affixes a pre-made letter onto a garment or onto a shirt, so let's say Abercrombie, he wants to take the big A and stitch it onto a shirt, and somehow he avoids issues of Topher on Shabbos. He avoids that, let's say. He just sticks it right on without tape, because that would also be Topher. But let's say he just somehow affixes it on with avoiding the issue of Topher, which we'll see that there will be other applications of this halacha. So that would be an issue of Kosev again, d'oraisa d'rabbanan, unclear. That's the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham. And so yesterday we pointed out a massive nafkamina that comes out regarding Legos, where the Machazel Yo Folk brings down the issue of building Legos. And we pointed out, I'm doing this a little bit bekitzer and quickly because we did this already, but feel free to stop me if you want me to. Where the Machazel Yo brings down that the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham could come out to be a Kula if we can find cases in Shabbos that don't have a background. So, for example, by Legos, there are two types of Legos. Sometimes the Legos are used to just build a toy to play with. That, lechora, would be mutter, not bone, and not makir patish, based on other reasons of derech tashmisho, as we discussed in the past. But what about Legos that are put on display? That my son tonight just made a beautiful, what's it called? Rescue mobile out of Legos. It took him 8.5 hours to make tonight. 8.5 hours, he was following directions. He was actually very sick today. And he stayed home from school, from cheder. And he davened, and he learned a little bit. He's 7 years old. And he spent 8.5 hours putting this rescue mobile. It's upstairs. I would, if I had it in front of me, I would show it to you. This awesome orange rescue mobile with very cool colors and nice features. And mamish looks like pretty impressive, actually. So fine. So he made it. He's not breaking that right away. Adrabah, I almost stepped on it when I walked in today. I almost got the third degree from him. He put it on his shelf right now. He put it on his dresser. It's there to stay for many, many weeks. So What about that on Shabbos? That's not meant to be a toy. I mean, he's playing with it, but let's say he's trying to put it on display, a 3D image. So Machaz Eliyahu says that this would be tully on this issue. The Magen Avraham, who requires there to be a background and therefore has a chumrah when you fill in the background, would have a kula in this case, because in this case, this Lego, which is portraying an image, doesn't have a background. It's in the midair. It's in midair. Whereas the Nishmas Adam, who does not need a background, but simply forming an image, forming a letter or an image, which is a toldav of Kosiv, would have a possible issue with this case of the Lego. And we pointed out that this is actually subject to a machlokas according to the Rugged Chavar and the Chazanish. The Rugged Chavar, in regards to the halacha of Tfilin, the Dalet and the Yud, the Rugged Chavar holds, he's medayik from the Gemara in Erevin, that there's no issue of Kosev when it comes to making the Dalet or the Yud, only an issue of kosher, of tying the knot. So you see from there that the Rugged Chavar needs a background. He says, you see from here that you need a background, just like the Magen Avraham. Mashenkin, the Chazon Ish, who's speaking about a case where a person is making a cake or some kind of substance in the shape of a letter, he says that is subject to Kosev, it is subject to Mochik. Why? Because he doesn't need a background. He has technical reasons to be mocked to that case, but in principle, he would call that a Kosev. So the Machaz Eliyahu shows that this is already a Machlokas Achronim, whether or not Kosev requires a background. So on the one hand, the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham comes out that if a person affixes a pre-made letter onto a background, that'll be an issue of Kosev, because all you need is to fill in the background. But on the other hand, it'll turn out to be a Kula, like in this case of the Legos, where, or the case of the Tefillin, let's say, on Shabbos, if a person somehow makes a Kesher, Shelo Kayama, let's say, and it's Mutter, let's say, he avoids any Isir Derabanan, that would also not be an issue of Kosev, because there's no background. Mashaykin, the Chazon Ish, the Nishmas Adam, would still say there's an issue of Kosev. That's what we did yesterday, and we pointed out that don't get too scared about Kosev, even though, by Legos, even though Machaz Eliyahu says that he's not willing to be Makel right away. But if you see Reuven start making Legos, or my son, you don't have to be mocha him, because he has what to rely on. He has what to rely on. And furthermore, he points out that the Or Letzion already showed, he doesn't point this out, though I saw this inside, the Or Letzion points out that Bechlau, when it comes to Legos, since it's L'shem Mischak Be'alma, just a game, that's not really called building, that's not called Makom Patish, that's not called writing. That was all yesterday in a nutshell in about 6 minutes, 5 minutes. Okay, so now we're going to go on to the next application of this Magen Avraham, and we're going to see how it's going to get a little bit deep right now, and this is actually going to touch on a point that Reuven actually mentioned yesterday. But let's do two more applications. Okay, so application number two. The first one was Legos. Now we're going to do number two. Parenthetically, I actually heard Rav Silver once say B'shem Rav Shechter that this would also, if somehow or another a person was able to skywrite on Shabbos, and he would avoid any issues of flying a plane on Shabbos somehow. If he somehow was skywriting on Shabbos, that would be the same issue, right? On the one hand, he's forming letters, but there's no background. There's no background. It's in the air. So according to the Magen Avraham, that would not be an issue of Kosev, whereas if he did Nishmas Adam, that would be an issue of Kosev. That's just a cute little case to bring down. It's a little bit not practical because, A, who's flying a private jet? But besides for that, who can fly on Shabbos with avoiding other issues? Okay, fine. Application number two. So the Minchas Asher in Shabbos, in Michtavei Torah, it's in Michtav Yud, Ches, page Shin Lamed Tes, he brings up the following shaila that took place in a hospital. A Rav was in the hospital, and the Rav received this shaila from a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Not the Kuach Nefesh Mamish, but it's a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. Very high degree of Choli, that is matter certain things. So this Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana had a hard time speaking, and he wanted to know, would it be mutter for this Chola to communicate by arranging letters on a magnetic board? He had magnetic letters, silver letters, and he would place the letters onto this magnetic board to form words. So would that be an issue or not? That was a shaila that was posed to this Rav. And this Rav asked this to Rav Asher. So Rav Asher Weiss in Os Aleph starts off by pointing out that this Lechoira would be tully on the above issue that we had between the Magen Avraham and the Chaya Adam and the Nishmas Adam. Whether or not there's a problem with Kosiv when you affix a letter, a pre-made letter onto a background. So Rav Asher says that Lefi the Magen Avraham, who says he has this Chumrah that you can't affix a pre-made letter onto a background, L'chayla, in this case, there would be an issue of Kosiv. However, Lefi the Chaya Adam, who says you have to actually form the letters, and backgrounds are not going to change anything, so this would be okay on Shabbos. So Rav Asher says, in light of the fact, this is how he paskins. Rav Asher says that in light of the fact that we pointed out yesterday, the Chaya Adam, although he argues on the Magen Avraham, he still is machbir like the Magen Avraham. He still brings it down la'halacha, although in Svara he rejects it, but he brings it down the Maisa on top in the Chaya Adam. So we see that we should be machbir on this issue because we don't really have other poskim who are really arguing on the Magen Avraham head on. But Rav Asher over there goes on to point out that there's another angle of the Shaila that needs to be considered when it comes to this issue. So in summation, just before we get to this next angle, really, Magen Avraham certainly would answer this case because he's putting it onto a background. And even the Chaya Adam who argues in Svara, still Lemaisa, he brought it down the Halacha, like the Magen Avraham, so he would also answer this case in Halacha, even though in Svara he rejected it. But Rav Asher says, maybe there's another caveat that may be a tzad heter in this case. Why? Because the original basis for the chumrah of the Magen Avraham was the Gemara in Gittin on Chaf Amud Aleph, which we pointed out yesterday, where the Tosefet Shabbos explained the Magen Avraham that the reason why the Magen Avraham was able to conclude from Gittin that was an issue on Shabbos was because really the case in Gittin was an invalid get shichur because a letter that was affixed on wasn't affixed firmly. The two ends of the string on the other side were not tied up well. But so the Tosefet Shabbos says to the Magen Avraham, but you see from there that had it been affixed well, firmly, that would be called kosev. So says the Rav Asher Weiss, well, in this case, can we really say that attaching a magnetic letter to a magnetic board is considered a sufficient chibur, a sufficient affixing of a letter to a background? On the one hand, there's no physical connection between the magnetic letter and the magnetic board. At most, it's an intangible, abstract magnetic connection that you can't see. It's not even perceptible. So he says that perhaps that's not deemed a halachic chibur for this chumrah of the Magen Avraham. And so perhaps even the Magen Avraham would be matir, this case of the magnetic board, if the chola wants to communicate using magnetic letters, even he may be matir this case, because that's not called a chibur. A chibur means affixing it firmly, and the magnetic field is just an abstract, intangible connection. So maybe that's not called the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. So Rav Asher Weiss concludes that although he has this svara lemaisa, he doesn't feel sufficiently grounded to permit this, and one should be machmir on this case, unless he feels that there's a concern that there will be a negative impact on the chol sheyesh bo sakana. If he feels like it's going to be detrimental to his health to not be able to communicate, which, as many of us know, I don't know this personally, but I've heard this many times, that during COVID, many people were not able to be with their families in the hospital, and that caused other issues of depression and loneliness, which severely hurt their health. So it could be at times that chol sheyesh bo sakana, without being able to communicate with other family members, etc., may be detrimental to their health. So Rav Asher doesn't want to be makel right away. He wants to be machmir. But if you feel that it's going to cause a detrimental to someone's health, then the chol sheyesh bo sakana, at least, he would be able to communicate. The Shulchan Shomer, Shlomo Zalman, says that he also brings down this similar issue. Not this case, but he brings down a magnetic board. And he says that although in general we don't say that putting a magnet on a board on Shabbos is a problem, usually that's okay. And in terms of tofer, we would be matir someone to put a magnet. But when it comes to letters, there may be an issue of kosif. So you see that Rav Shlomo Zalman did hold that there was a sufficient chibur being made through the magnetic field. So that was all application number two. Before we do number three, anybody have any kashas? Number three is going to be a little bit deeper now. Before we go weiter, you hear everyone hear the tzadim of the shayla? Okay, so let's do number three. This is again another application of the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. So this is actually going to get into Reuven's point. This is actually a fun shaila. The Igros Moshe, Nor Chaim Chelik Av Siman Kuf Lamed Hey, he was asked the following shaila that perhaps is in many of your shuls that you guys attend, where in certain shuls, people, the gabbai usually, goes up to the front of the shul and he likes to put up the numbers of the page that people are up to, that the shul is up to, the kehillah is up to in davening. So he'll have these cards, 1, 2, 3, you know, 1 through 9, and he'll put up 1, 5, 6, or 6, 13, let's say, and he'll put it up and affix it onto the wall of the shul so people know what page number we're up to. So Ramosha says, he paskins, that whether or not this would be an issue on Shabbos would depend on whether those pieces of paper, those number, those flashcards, are those flashcards being just simply stood up in place, meaning he's just tilting it in place. He's not really fixing it in. He's just putting it up, you know, for everyone to see. And maybe he's just leaning it on the wall, where that, he says, would be okay. But if the gabbai has some kind of mechanism where putting up the flashcards with these numbers will affix the flashcard onto the wall somehow, then that would be a problem based on the Smuggin of Rum. Because the Smuggin of Rum is saying that when you take a pre-made letter and you affix it onto a background, that's an issue. So here too, I'm taking a pre-made letter, in this case it's a number, a pre-made number, and which is an image, which is a letter, so to speak. It's a number or a letter, doesn't make a difference. And he's affixing it onto a wall, onto a background. So that lechor would be an issue with the Magen Avraham. So Moshe says that it would depend. If you're just putting it, you know, onto the wall and just tilting it on without affixing it at all, without connecting it, that'll be okay. But if you affix it onto the wall, you're filling in a background, which would be the chumra of the Magen Avraham. Okay, now it's gonna get a little bit deep here. So far, so good? Okay. So now, that being the case, this is Reuven's point from yesterday. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbat's Kehilchasa, actually, says that this case may not be so similar to the Magen Avraham. Why? Because Shmir Shabbat says, he says the following halacha, that if you have a pre-made letter that is already on a background, and one is koveya, that pre-made letter, onto another background, that would not be a problem of kosev. So, in other words, for example, the Shmir Shabbat says, it would be mutter to play a game like, let's say, Scrabble, or Rummy Cub, which has tiles of, you know, numbers, different tiles with numbers on it, and you can place it into a frame on Shabbos. Why? Isn't this the Magen Avraham issue? No, because the Magen Avraham was talking about a case where you affix a pre-made floating letter and you put it onto a background. But if you have a letter that's already on a background and now you are attaching it to another background, that's not called kosev. So it comes out that based on Rav Shlomo Zalman, he would argue on this Rav Moshe that we just had above by the gabbai case. Because the gabbai is not putting up floating numbers. In the case that we're discussing, he's not putting up a floating number. He's not hanging it on hooks. He's actually putting up flashcards of numbers. And then he's affixing it to the wall of the shul. So that's a number on a background being placed onto another background. So it comes out that there's a machlokis achronin within the Magen Avraham between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman as to the extent of the chumrah of the Magen Avraham. Would the Magen Avraham, everyone agrees that the Magen Avraham asers attaching a pre-made floating letter onto a background because you're filling in a background. But would the Magen Avraham also aser attaching a letter that is already on a background onto another background? That's the machlokes. Rav Moshe is holding, of course he would. What's the difference? You're filling in a background. Rav Shlomo Zalman is being makel. Now, what is that shaila? What's that shaila? So Rav Neventzal, again, gives a beautiful chakira to explain this as well. Well, this will end. Rav Neventzal says that there are really two ways of envisioning this chumra of the Magen Avraham, who says that filling in a background is kosev. So up until now, I was keeping it minimalistic and conservative. And I was saying, just filling in a background. So that l'chayla is Rav Moshe's stance. As long as you fill in a background, you are subject to the issue of kosev. So according to that definition, it shouldn't matter whether or not it's a flashcard that's already on the background being placed onto a background. Why? Because, yes, it's true this is a flashcard and it has a number on it, but l'maisa, there's a blank background behind it and I'm filling in that blank background. Who cares if there's two backgrounds? I have a number, it's on a background, and I'm not filling in the first background because it's already filled in, but I'm filling in the next background with this one that has a white, surrounding edge to it. But the Maisa, the one and the surrounding white is filling in the background behind it. It's filling it in. So that's the core where Ramosh was coming from, why he's answering that case, the Fidel Magna Ram. But Rishon Zaman is going to learn differently. Rishon Zaman is going to learn that what do we mean when we say filling in a background? Another possible way of looking at it is that the Magen Avraham held that every single letter, every single number, every single image, in order for it to have a halachic status of an os, of a letter, it requires a contrasting background. It requires a background. So part of the definition of a letter, of a number, is to have a background. That's part of the ksav. The letter has, this leg of the aleph, this leg of the aleph, this leg of the aleph, and guess what? There's another ingredient. There is the paper, the document, the background that's behind it that gives it, it contrasts it and allows it to reflect and to show itself. Part of the definition of the os itself is the background. So if you go with that definition, so 1 second. So the Magen Avraham's case, we understand, you're putting a letter onto, a pre-made letter onto a background. That letter, that pre-made floating letter is not complete yet until you put onto the background. Once you put onto the background, you are now completing the letter. Oh, if you say like that, then there's makom to argue that if I have a flashcard that already has a letter on it, the letter is already on a background, so there's nothing missing in the letter. The letter is a complete letter. It's an aleph with its background. It's already a letter. So when I put it onto another background, I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm just simply putting a letter on another in another location. The letter is already complete without the background. According to Shlomo Zalman, he understood the Magen Avraham, the previous pshat in Rav Nevenzahl, that the pshat in Magen Avraham is that when I fill in the background, pshat is that there's a chisaron in the letter. The letter requires a background. So when the background already is there, there's a flashcard. So Shlomo Zalman's timing, that would be mutter because the shame letter, the shame os is already complete. You're not adding and not accomplishing anything new by putting it onto another background. So based on that, Shlomo Zalman, the chayyur would be matir, that situation in Rav Moshe where the gabbai is putting up the numbers for the kehillah to follow. Okay, shkoyach chevle. That was the end of that part of Kosev. Ezra Hashem next week, we will start Bli Neder Maichik. Okay, Hatzlocha Rabbi Blavatsky, feel free to begin.